Welcome to the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host, and it's been a lot of news lately about hurricanes. Harvey, we're doing this podcast the beginning of September. Harvey already blasted through and dropped 50 inches of rain on Houston, and we all know all the challenges that Houston and the area around Houston are experiencing right now. And Irma is currently blowing through the Bahamas on its way to as a Class 5 hurricane on its way up the panhandle of Florida, and looks like it's going to hit ground, hit Key West and work its way up through Miami and God knows where else. We'll know more in the next couple of days. But with all this water going on and this damage going on, I thought it would be important to bring on an expert, a water remediation, fire remediation, wind remediation expert, Corey Ambrose from JC Restoration. Corey told me his title, and I have already forgotten it. So welcome to the podcast, Corey. I will let you introduce yourself properly, and we'll start talking about water and mold, which are two huge stories right now.
Yeah, thanks, David. Corey Ambrose, I'm the Senior Restoration Manager at JC Restoration here in Chicago, Illinois.
And I could tell our podcast listeners real quick, Corey, that I've had you out of my house a couple of times. One, to look at what I thought was mold, which wound out to be honey from a beehive that somehow got behind the paneling in my screened-in porch, and it wasn't mold. You looked at me like, no, dummy, it's not mold. It's something else. And we popped the panel, and it was about a four-foot-long honeycomb from a family of bees that were living, unbeknownst to me, in my screened-in porch. And I had a cataclysmic event where I had a leak in my closet, my 30-by-30 closet that housed my sump pump. You know, I didn't want my sump pump exposed with my kids and everything running around, so I just built the wall around it, put a door on it. And a gasket wore through, and I had a mold farm in there, and Corey and his team came out to my house. So I speak from experience here that I have used JC Restoration. I recommend them to anybody that's having any type of remediation challenges in their home, water, fire, smoke, wind, and anything else that could possibly go on, mold. So let's talk about mold, Corey. Houston got hammered, 50 inches of rain. There's still standing water down there. You have houses basically either completely submerged, half submerged, or one quarter submerged. What do you do in a remediation aspect to bring houses that have been submerged? Let's just take a house that's half underwater. The entire first floor has been underwater now for 10 days. Is there any hope in remediating a home that's been underwater for at least 10 days?
Well, yeah, the answer is yes. The structure of the home, the building can be saved, but you gotta look into the sciences of how do you mitigate damage like that to make that structure once again safe to be occupied. Starting directly with Harvey, with floodwaters are a very contaminated water source. So already, I mean, the water's been there 10 days. I think it's pretty much common knowledge. Everything's got to go, but people need to understand that we've got to get all the finished materials out. Finished materials are wood floors, carpet pad, cabinets, drywall, insulation. Get the house down to the frame. Sometimes you even lose subfloors, and so you're dealing with just, flooring joists and the framing of the structure. You do that based on the category of water. Flood water is very dirty, highly contaminated. It's going to be mixed with sewage and garbage and oil and just anything you can think of that it's going to be in that water. Now, once those materials are out, the structure needs to be properly cleaned, treated, and dried. Now, homes in Harvey that have not been mitigated are going to be blooming with mold, most certainly, especially in the climate down there, how hot and humid it is.
Right.
We've got all these wet materials, so mold's going to be going. After you do the demo, everything's got to be properly cleaned. If there's mold already growing, it needs to be abrasively removed from that material you're trying to save, like the framing or flooring joists or subfloors, if you can save them. Abrasively clean it, treat it with antimicrobials, so you're physically removing the growth, then you're treating it with a chemical designed to kill and prevent any additional. And then there may be a next step you take to actually encapsulate those materials, paint them with a antimicrobial encapsulant in case there's any deep penetrated mold to lock that in there so it can't reemerge. But if you can't cut any corners in terms of mitigation, you can't just demo it out and then start hanging and painting drywall. You have to make sure that structure has been properly treated for the mold and dried. You need to dry it using, there's many different methods of dehumidification or desiccant dryers, but you got to make sure the frame of that building is completely dry before you put it back.
Now
you paint drywall, yeah.
No, I just want to add something. You basically, for my 30 by 30 inch closet, which was a tiny job for you guys, you sealed off a fraction of my basement. You put a tent up. You brought in two or three air purifiers and scrubbers and gaugers, and you know, it's not a gauger. It's something that read the levels in the 10 foot by 10 foot area that you quarantined off, for lack of a better term. How do you do that for an entire house? I mean, do you have to basically quarantine the entire house and put up a gigantic tent around the entire house?
The answer to that is most likely no. So you witnessed firsthand some remediation protocols, containment barrier, completely contain the areas, create negative pressure within that area so we don't cross-contaminate your home as we come in and out of containments or as we start cutting into that drywall, knowing there's mold on it, you cut into it, you're going to be releasing additional spores in the air. So we need to capture that. We do that, one, with the negative pressure that prevents any of that contaminated stuff going into the rest of your house. Then we capture it in that HEPA-rated air scrubber. Now, it's important to note that we did that while you guys were living in your house. So we had to do these extra things to make sure we protect you guys and the rest of your home. If the home is not occupied, if the people have been displaced and there's major demolition going on, then no. We can do a neutral pressure environment, meaning, okay, nobody's here. The people inside the home are going to be protected with their PPE, you know, their masks and their gloves and their suits, whatever is called for. And we'll do it under neutral pressure. So we're still using the scrubbers. We're doing the removals. And then and then once everything's been removed and cleaned, you do an overall cleaning. So say the house, 4 feet of water. Well, if the ceiling didn't come out, in some of these cases, it still will. Everything needs to be cleaned, HEPA vacuum treated, even the areas you may not have done demo. But if it's unoccupied, the protocols change a little bit, especially when you're doing major demo. Since everything's coming out, you know, we don't need to wrap the house. We don't need to do negative pressure. We just need to make sure that the people working in the home are protected and everything is cleaned properly post the demolition.
All right. So let's bring it closer to home. Somebody is, I'll give you a perfect example. A client of mine sold their home and bought a new home. During the home inspection, the inspector noticed some mold growing in the attic. I recommended that they call you, and they did. And then they called another mold remediation company who came out and said, well, yeah, we could do it for a lot less. Can you explain the difference? And you know exactly who it is. Can you explain, because I think it's important for the listeners to understand that when you're buying a home, and if your home inspector finds mold, and if you let the seller remediate the mold without sending in your inspector like JC Restoration, who I strongly recommend, to get an estimate, the seller's going to do the cheapest thing that they could possibly do. And it's not going to be in your best interest when you let a seller fix a problem instead of bringing in your own people, getting a quote and getting a closing cost credit from the seller to make sure that it is being done professionally and thoroughly from JC Restoration, as opposed to having somebody come in and say, oh, yeah, we'll scrape it down and put a sealer on it. Can you explain the differences between what you would do in an attic with mold and what the other guy that came in who was substantially lower was going to do to remediate that, and why yours won't come back when you remediate it, and there's a really, 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 really good chance within the next 5 to 7 years that mold's going to come back doing it the way that the seller wound up doing it and that the buyer allowed them to do it? Can you just quickly compare and contrast those two methods real quick?
Oh, absolutely, man. And you bring up a great point of, you know, if you're buying a property that has mold damage, it doesn't mean it's not a good home to purchase. If you like the home, it can be good, but it's got to be remediated properly. in terms of remediation contractors, there is no overseeing governing body. There's no EPA guidelines, and that is because mold affects people differently. So you don't have any governing bodies over remediation contractors. Now, there are certification firms, and we've got our certification through the IICRC, International Institute of Cleaning and Restoration Certification, among others. But that being said, not everybody in the industry always knows exactly what to do and how to do it. When somebody comes into an attic, like this particular one, you know, and they scrape it and they fog it, but they don't do all the other protocols, like make sure that attic is contained. You don't even know if the whole house hasn't been contaminated if they did it wrong. If you go scrape mold in an attic and it's not prepped properly, you can actually now impact the rest of the entire home itself. Now, I see people come in all the time, do a scrape or a paint or something that is just lackadaisical. It is not what the industry has taught us to do. And with JC Restoration, buyers do need to call us. They do need to make sure that it's remediated properly. And like in this one, the scope was negative pressure once again, chemical treatment and abrasive removal, and then a clear encapsulant because it was so heavy. Opening into the attic, it was just black. The roof decking, which is supposed to look like clean plywood, was completely blackened with different types of molds growing on it and green fuzzies and white fuzzies. And it was very important that a proper protocol be performed. And that's what we recommended. And then I know, and especially learning from you later, the seller went another route, found a guy, probably a guy in a van, that went in, and the scope that he performed was just subpar. And you, like you said, the buyers allowed the seller to get away with that. So it's kind of a travesty in the fact that, hey, it wasn't done properly. Yeah, they saved a few bucks, but in the long run, it's the buyer that suffers from it.
But now, but it's the buyer's responsibility. Okay, if the buyer signs off, then buyer beware. You allowed the seller who's trying to get out on the cheap to do a low-grade job that you're going to have to remediate again in the future, which is just dumb. Correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, we've talked about this, and people have to be aware of what they're doing in order to protect themselves, because if you let a buyer, if the buyer doesn't get their own inspector in there, and because what would have happened? You would have put down your bid, and then the seller would have come back with their bid, and then the attorneys would have got involved, and then the buyer's attorney would have said, this is a thorough remediation of the mold of a home that we're going to spend $400,000 plus to buy, as opposed to this half rear-ended job over here that we're going to have to come out in 3 to 5, 7 years. Our family's not going to be saved because the mold's going to come back because we let the buyers go on the cheap, which doesn't make any freaking sense. So listen, we're coming up against our 15-minute allotment here, and I like to keep these right around 15 minutes or else people will fall asleep and drive into an embankment. So tell you what, why don't you give out your phone number? We're going to come back with another podcast. We're going to record another podcast right after this about fire, about smoke damage, and how you guys can remediate against that. So Corey, one more time, your position at JC Restoration, who I've used and I personally recommend. What's your position and your phone number and website if people want to reach you? And by the way, they are located locally in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency response team. If you have something going on, a water challenge, a pipe breaks, if you have a fire, God forbid, if you have smoke something, God forbid, yes, you call your insurance agent, but it's your call. It's your call. Sounds like I'm from New Jersey. It's your call which remediation company you use, and I personally recommend Corey and his team at JC Restoration. So Corey, your title one more time, your phone number and website, and then we'll get out of here and go on to record another podcast after this.
Sounds good, David. Yeah, JC Restoration, JCR24.com, JCR24.com. You can call us 24/7, 365, Christmas Eve, New Year's, anytime. We're available for you. We're the people to know when disaster happens, fire, water, mold, construction needs, give us a call. We're always available to our Chicago community. You can reach us at 800-956-8844.
Thanks, Corey. We'll talk soon. Thanks for everything you've done for me and all of our listeners, all of our podcast listeners, and I appreciate you calling in. You've been listening to the Biggest Winners Podcast, Biggest Winners Podcast, and I'm David Hochberg, and I appreciate you listening.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.